Good luck.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Case number 11,090, Parker Enterprises PSP, John H. Parker Sr., trustee, north of Route 326A, State Street, approximately 1,500 feet east of Route 82, Delaware Avenue, a variance from the minimum depth for a parcel.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
John Parker, Bethany Beach.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening again, gentlemen. For the record, my name is Jim Fuquay. I'm representing Mr. Parker, Parker Enterprises. This is an application for a variance. I believe it's actually for the lot width requirements of the zoning ordinance rather than the depth. I think you all have a survey of the property that was submitted with the application. Mr. Parker owns this property. It's on the north side of County Road 326. As you can see from the survey, the parcel is 148.65 feet wide and about 530 feet deep. It contains 1.92 acres. He's proposing to divide the parcel into two lots. Each of the lots would contain 0.9 acres. The front lot obviously would border the county road. The rear lot would be accessed by way of a 50-foot easement. The land is zoned AR1, and that requires that a lot fronting on a county road like this have 100 foot of width. Since this parcel, as it exists today, has 148.65 feet, when the 50-foot right-of-way is created, that leaves an existing or remaining width of 98.16 feet. And that results in this request for a 1.84 foot variance from the 100 foot lot width requirement. As you can see on that survey, the rear lot, the rear of that actually borders on Millsboro Pond, so there'd be no further subdivision of this land. I mean, there's because there isn't any other land to subdivide. Mr. Parker had filed this application before I got involved in it. In looking at it, I may have been seeking a variance from the 50-foot right-of-way rather than from the lot. Not that it would change anything. It's six of one, half a dozen of the other.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, I think, as you know, although the ordinance requires a 50-foot right-of-way to the back lot, the actual driveway going back to that lot probably won't be 20 feet, probably be less than 20 feet. So there'll probably be about 30 feet left of that right-of-way that, for all practical purposes, will appear to be part of the side yard of this front lot. So in reality, it's going to probably be about 120 feet wide running up to where the easement is. So it's a unique situation in that it's less than 2 feet short of what would be required for the 50 feet and the 100-foot lot width. The variance is necessary to subdivide the parcel. It can't be subdivided without some type of a variance on either the road or the lot. It's not self-created. This was the existing width of the lot. It would not alter the essential character of the area. As I said, the lot will appear to be more than 100 feet wide, and this is the minimum variance that's needed, 1.84 feet. And, Mr. Parker, is everything I just said true to the best of your knowledge? Again, gentlemen, that's everything I have to present. Unless you have any questions.
Thank you. Any questions from members of the board, Mr. Hudson?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Wortman?
No.
Mr. Records?
Both lot two and lot one will be used in the easement, right? Is that correct? It'll be.
Yeah. In other words, the access to the front lot would be by way of the easement. There wouldn't be two entrances. Delta wouldn't give an entrance permit for that.
Okay.
Okay. Any further questions? Mr. Mills?
Yes. Mrs. Isaacs, how was this advertised?
It was advertised a variance from the minimum depth for a parcel. Which is a lot width.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
I would opine that although I do think it's a width variance, I think it's adequate notice that there's a request for a variance. I mean, it could be the width or the depth from the road back.
Right.
So I think public notice that the variance is being requested.
And I think anyone who was looking at the application would be able to see what was coming before the board.
I guess in the past, with similar applications, we'd be asking, or the applicant would be asking for two road frontage variances. One being of 51.84 feet, and the other being 100 feet.
Mr. Mills, I'm not sure I understand.
No,
I
don't. No, it would just be the 1.84.
I think I just need the 1.84 either from the road or from the lot, but not from both.
I think what Mr. Mills is saying is that
each lot
in most cases, it's deeded. The road frontage and the driveway is deeded back to the rear lot. In the past,
but the rear lot will have 148 feet of frontage, though.
They only have to have 100.
Oh.
Yeah, the back lot's still going to be 148 feet wide.
That easement ends right at the property line.
It's not the 150, it's 100 that's only required.
I got you.
Required.
So it's 148.
Yeah.
That's where the confusion, sorry, that's where you're.
Okay.
It only needs to be 100.
Gotcha. All right.
Okay. Yeah, the back lot's 148, right?
Mm-hmm. And lot one is 98.6.
Right.
No,
needs 100.
I thought, okay. I guess in an AR1 district, each lot had to have 150 feet of road frontage.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to read it to you, what it says. For
that's okay. I'll take your word for
okay.
it.
Okay. Further questions, comments?
No other questions.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, then. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Mm-hmm. You can come forward, ma'am, please.
Good evening.
Can you
ma'am, are you going to speak also? You need to be sworn in too. You both can go up and sit. You're doing both same time.
Okay.
Okay.
Please state your name and address for the record, please. Can you speak up, please?
Alfred D. Allen.
Okay.
28857 DuPont Boulevard, Millsboro, Delaware, 19966.
Okay. And ma'am, can you speak?
Yes. I'm Mabel H. Conaway, 265 West State Street. Post Office Box 63, Millsboro, Delaware.
Do you both swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know that.
And if you have something, if you can take it down to Ms. Isaacs at the end, she'll make sure everyone gets a chance to look at it.
All right, ma'am.
Good evening. My name is Elva D. Allen. I have notarized power of attorney to speak and act on behalf of the Conaway siblings, and my half-sister, Mabel H. Conaway, is sitting right behind me. I'm going to speak in opposition of this variance, but I have to give you some background first. I'm sorry that it's kind of lengthy, but this has been going on for a long time. You may notice I put this packet together. I'm going to mention a few things very quickly. A monumental travesty of justice and a colossal cover-up. Don't let them steal property and a house from the five Conaway senior citizen siblings, three of whom are veterans with honorable discharges, medals, awards, and one has a Purple Heart. Tell the world, six to seven attorneys, an elementary school teacher, her siblings, and a developer cannot steal the 1.92-acre property and house at 231 West State Street in Millsboro, Delaware. Call, email, text, tweet, Pinterest, and Facebook Governor Markell, Attorney General Biden III, Office of Disciplinary Counsel, the new Sussex County Administrator Lawson, television and radio stations about justice denied. Tell other people your property can be stolen. Now, I'm going to go through this very quickly, if you'll bear with me, because this borders on granting a variance or not granting a variance for various reasons. I have included in here a prevailing deed. My sister and her four siblings, that's a total of five senior citizen siblings, own this 1.92-acre property. This is the prevailing deed, a 1980 quit claim deed. It's as good as any other deed. It stood the test of time. May I direct you to tract two of the deed? Tract one takes care of itself.
We're not here about litigating title of the property. In fact, I think it's already been litigated. I mean, the issue is the variance.
Yeah.
That's
no, excuse me. What you need to hear me say is I'm not really litigating this. I'm laying the foundation and the groundwork for this, and I'm also going to indicate why the variance should be denied. And you need to hear some background information. We listened to an awful lot of other people up here who stated whatever they had to say. I can run through this very quickly. I'm not really litigating it, okay? I'm addressing the variance.
Let me see, Kent. Mr. Chair. Can you get the board of guidance on this now?
Well,
are we litigating it or not?
I guess the question that I would have is, are if they're claiming that this property is not owned by Mr. Parker, you know, that's Mr. Fuquay has just indicated to the board that issue has already been litigated. There's an extensive packet of information here. I don't know what Ms. Allen is going to be testifying to as far as the background, if the board thinks it'd be helpful in determining whether a variance should be granted. I mean, this is not a court. This is not a court of law. We don't determine who owns property or make determinations to that effect. So I think any information that you're going to be providing to the board needs to be given in such a circumstance that it will address the standards of a variance and whether the applicant has met those standards. So I think any testimony that you're going to give needs to be tailored to that and not as to allegations of defects in title of things of that sort.
But defects in title would have a bearance on the variance there. If I may, with your permission, I'm just going to direct you to track two. I'm not going to discuss all of that. I just wanted a matter of record. You all can read this information. I said it's the prevailing deed. The deed that Mr. Parker has in his hands would be the next one that has the little half circle on it. You'll notice there the estate of Eloise Wigan. She died intestate without a will. She also died without a deed to this property, without a deed to the 1.92-acre property. She couldn't transfer the property because she didn't legally own it. Not going to keep fighting that battle. We're going to take that battle to other courts and stuff. It has been addressed in Delaware courts. We're going to address all of that. So if you'll look there on page 161, it says, and I'll quote this to you, the said Anna W. Wigan, having departed this life on August 17, 1978, intestate, and by operation of law, her interest in the subject property passed unto her children, namely Evelyn M. Conaway, Mabel H. Conaway sitting behind me, James Robert Conaway, and Andrew Martin Conaway, and Ernest E. Conaway. That should be the same deed held by Mr. Parker sitting behind me. Anna's interest is clearly stated on this deed. Her children were not notified of the sale of this property, nor did they get proceeds from this property.
Again, we're not here to
All right.
to discuss
the ownership. I'll move on.
I don't know about the rest of the board, but all I want to know is what do you object to the 1.84 variance from the 100-foot width?
Because we're dealing with what's an illegal sale. I object to the sale of the property, okay, and hence the variance. I'm going to mention, I just want to mention a couple of things. Right here, he wants two lots. In here, he could subdivide it into five lots. He's going to sell it for $300,000. Now he's going to sell it for $200,000. You can see we went before the Sussex County Council July 29th, made our case before them. You can see the county councilmen who were here and heard that case. I'm getting to it. You can see we've contacted the Honorable U.S. Attorney Charles Oberle III, inviting him into this because their rights need to be protected. The 5th, 7th, and 14th Amendment rights for the Conaways need to be protected. You can see we contacted U.S. Senator Thomas Carper. You can see we had to contact him a second time because the people in D.C. lost our information, but we continued to send the information to them again and again. We're going to hold somebody accountable for this. You can see we contacted the newspaper president and publisher of the newspaper. Local newspapers wouldn't report it. Nobody would get the story out for us.
Ma'am, can I stop you just a minute?
I'm going to the back page. I understand this. I'll go to the back page.
Just give me an answer why you want 1.84. What is that?
Because there's a problem with the sale of the property. Okay. I know you're not addressing that.
We can't.
But how can you deal with the variance?
I know.
What is your objection to the variance?
What's your objection to this variance?
The back page.
To the variance request.
The back page.
Variance request. Wait, ma'am. Does that address this variance request, the back page? Yes or no?
I think it does.
No. Does it or not? Please.
Would you please look with me and we'll see. Because I think so. Okay. It says here, the Conaway Senior Citizen Siblings and their advocate, Elva D. Allen, with notarized power of attorney to act and speak on behalf of the Conaway siblings, and I put the date and so forth and the case number, a variance for minimum depth for parcel. Here are the reasons why we object to it. We, the Conaway siblings, and their advocate, Elva D. Allen, file and record our objection to the variance for the following reasons. Number one. Title deed and ownership of property is being reviewed by federal attorneys, U.S. attorneys, DOJ, FBI, Office of Civil Rights, Delaware Governor's Task Force. Number two, we may file in federal courts and exhaust that remedy. That's open to us. We believe that there's some marshland on that property, damage to neighboring houses, numerous violations for federal and state laws by some state and county officials. The house was demolished, the four-bedroom house built in the 50s.
Ma'am, that doesn't address your request here tonight, what we're asking you. I'm sorry to tell you that. That doesn't do it. Now, can you please, again, address what we're here for at the variance?
Are you familiar with the standards for granting variance?
Are you familiar with those at all?
No, I may not be familiar with the standards regarding the variance.
Let's address that then, please.
Okay.
We'll help you with that, but we just need to address this, please.
Ma'am, I got a question to ask you.
Yes.
If we approve this, how's that going to make any difference to you?
It's going to
make a difference to me.
Ma'am, one at a time, please.
I mean, what's it going to be? Make a difference. Ma'am, if we approve that, and just say you got the property back, what's it going to hurt?
It's going to change the whole character of the neighborhood. He's going to go right down between two houses.
No. Let him ask a question, ma'am. Let him talk first.
I ask, if we approve it and you get the property back, what's the difference?
The Conaways do not want...
It's $250,000 difference.
The Conaways do not want that property to be pushed to Millsboro Pond. Or cleaned out to Millsboro Pond, or that variance. Excuse me, Mabel. Or the variance, because they do not want it pushed to Millsboro Pond. They do not want it subdivided into two lots. Okay.
But you have it back. You get the right to do anything you want to with it, if you win the case, right? So we're just going to do our variance.
We don't want the variance. We don't think it's fair to grant someone a variance when there are still a number of unsettled problems. And it changes the whole character of the neighborhood, the neighbors on both sides of them.
Ma'am, we're not here for litigation again. We're here for this variance. Please, do you understand it? Standards of granting of the variances, the five of those. Can you address those?
She just addressed one of them, that she thinks it'll alter the central character in the neighborhood, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, there's...
How about the damage to the houses and so forth?
It's not a standard for granting a variance. There's five standards. One is uniqueness. One is that it can't otherwise be developed.
Uniqueness is one, okay.
One that it can't otherwise be developed. One is that it has not been created by the applicant.
Has not been created by the applicant?
Mm-hmm. One is that it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood.
But it will. We've already said that.
You've addressed that, sure. And one that it's minimum variance to afford relief.
What was the...
The applicant has to convince this board that it meets those five standards, the last one being that it's a minimum to afford relief.
Do you have a copy of those?
No, I don't.
All right.
Here, you can have this copy.
Can you have a copy here?
I've got one right here.
You got it.
Cannot otherwise be developed.
You want some time to think about
that? Yeah, well, so it will alter the essential character of a neighborhood, and that is very important.
And how is that, ma'am?
How is that?
Because it splits too long.
Ma'am, if you're going to speak, you're going to have to come up front, please. Thank you.
I'm Mabel H. Conaway. It splits two lots. It's between me and my brother.
Okay, but
No, that's not...
Their request, how does their request for variance... How does it alter the essential character of the neighborhood?
Because it's going to go back to the pond, which is the marsh.
Is the character of the neighborhood wide lots?
No.
Okay.
The lot is about 1.87.
Okay.
And that's where my home place was.
I understand. And I understand there's some emotion here and some anger.
Never mind.
But the only thing this board can do is address the standards for granting a variance, which the applicant has addressed.
True. And I don't want him to go to bust that lot up and go to the pond.
Okay.
Because there's no access road.
It's a residential area.
It's a residential area. I don't know how he's had it redone. But it splits. There's no access road back to that pond. That never has been.
No, you're getting to some of the things that this board wants to hear. In other words, you don't want him to...
I don't want him to split the lot. I live next to the lot.
Because
there's no access road to the pond. That never has been. The only access road is Collins Road and where I live.
So it's going to change the essential...
It's going to change the essential of the neighborhood. That's what it's going to do, because it's next to the library, Scout Hut, the uncle's house, my brother's house, the home place that he tried to buy the land, and I'm next. And you don't need no boat ramp going through there with the kids going to the library. And there's no access road. There never has been.
Ma'am, how far back does that marsh that you're referring to, how far off of the pond does it come?
How far off in the pond?
Mm-hmm.
You mean how many feet?
Yes.
I'd say about 20. Because it's all marsh once you get back there.
So the way that when I look at the survey here, when the lots are split, it looks to me as though lot 2, which is the lot that would be closest to the pond...
To the pond.
...is 295.29 feet. So you're telling me that roughly 20 feet of that on the rear end is marsh?
Is marsh, yes.
Okay.
That one, you think?
Yes, it is, because the ducks come right back there in the winter and come up in the thicket and stay all winter.
Man, you're losing me. I don't understand why the width of a lot, whether you had 2 or 8 or 15, has anything to do with the variance. Why you're objecting to the variance of the width. The width. That's all he's asking for.
He's asking for what?
The width.
The width.
It's going to encroach on
you know how wide it is.
But it's going to encroach on either side.
It's going to encroach on either side, sir.
Going to encroach?
On either side. What's on my brother's lot or on the lot I live on?
That's if it's
ma'am, his. Ma'am, I think there's the applicant is not seeking to expand his property boundaries.
No.
What the applicant is trying to do
is steal the lot.
Well, he's not. What he. What property issue debates that you all have, that's not for this board. But what the applicant is seeking, what we have before us is an application where he has his individual lot, which is 1.9 some acres, and he is seeking to divide that into 2 acres or to 2 lots of roughly 0.9 acres each. They are within that same boundary of the 1.9 acres that he currently owns. He is not seeking to expand his property into either your property or your brother's property.
I don't want it in there. That's just simple. I don't want it in there.
And that's fine to have that opinion. I just wanted to make sure that you didn't think that he was trying to expand
onto your property
or to your brother's property.
I don't want it in there because first place, never mind. He didn't buy it from us. So if he didn't buy it from us, he has no right in there. And that's the bottom line. You can do whatever you want.
Okay. Hearing no other opposition, chair will entertain a motion. I'd like to read you this.
Jamie, what do you think?
Well, you know, I don't have a vote.
No, but legally, what should we?
Well, when you look at it, if there's a question as to ownership, that's not before this board. That's a question for probably the Court of Chancery to determine. I'm unaware of any case that's been out there, but we have been given a packet of information here, and I haven't had a chance to look at it. But if there was a question as to ownership, I think that's something not for this board.
Right.
I think you raised an interesting point that if the variance was approved or denied, either way, the property is still the property, then the applicant still has a right to utilize the property as any owner would. Mm-hmm. And if that was to develop the whole 1.9 acre piece as one individual lot, if this application was denied, then he would be able to do that. Or in the event that the application was granted, he'd have a right to develop it as 2 separate lots. I mean, really, that's what we're looking at here today, is this: did the applicant meet the standards for granting a variance?
Right.
That's the decision for the board to make, not for me or even for the applicant or the opposition. If the board wanted to review the documentation that was provided by the opposition, or wanted more time, then certainly I think at that point, you know, either taking under advisement or tabling it till the next meeting would be appropriate. But if the board felt that they had sufficient information at the time to make a vote, then a motion one way or another would be appropriate.
Table. Did I have more time to review it? And then to our next regular meeting.
I'm going to table this case to the next regular meeting.
I'll second that.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Workman, second by Mr. Rickards, that we table case number 10,090 until our next regular meeting, which will be the 19th of, excuse excuse me, of November. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And aye, Mr. Calloway, for the reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,090 is tabled until our next regular meeting. Yes, sir.
What is it, November what?